I am now reading Mark chapter 3. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 6. The heading is, Jesus made a man with a crippled hand better on the Jewish rest day. Jesus went to the meeting place again on the Jewish rest day and saw a man with a crippled hand. Some Jewish lawmen were watching because they wanted to make trouble for Jesus. They wanted to see if he would make the man with the crippled hand better on their Jewish rest day. If he did that, they would say that he broke the law. He worked on the rest day. Jesus knew they were thinking like that, and so he said to the man, "Come here and stand in front. I want everybody to look." Jesus then said to the Jewish lawman, "What does our law say about our rest day? Is it right to do good things on our rest day, or is it right to do bad things on our rest day? Should I make this man better, or should I hurt him?" The Jewish lawman said nothing. Jesus looked at those men and he was really angry. He was sad too because they didn't care about people. They only worried about their law. Jesus said to the man with the crippled hand, "Hold out your hand." The man put out his hand and straight away he was better. He wasn't crippled anymore. Then the Jewish lawmen went away and had a meeting with another mob of Jewish leaders. That other mob were good friends with King Herod. At that meeting, they tried to work out a way to kill Jesus. The next section is from verse 7 to verse 12. The heading is, A Big Mob Followed Jesus to the Big Lake. Jesus and his followers went away to the big lake, and a big mob of people followed them. These people came from a lot of places. They came from Galilee, from Judea, and from the country called Idumea. Some people came from Jerusalem town, and others came from the country near the towns called Tyre and Sidon. And some people even came from the other side of the Jordan River. All of these people heard about the things that Jesus did, and they wanted to see for themselves. Jesus made lots of people better that day, and a lot more wanted to touch him to get better too. Too many people were there and pushed up close to him, so he said to his followers, "Get a boat ready for me. I might need room. If they push me too much, I will get up onto the boat." Some of the people had bad spirits living inside of them. Every time those people saw Jesus, the bad spirits made them fall down onto the ground and shout out, "You are God's chosen son." And every time they shouted out, Jesus growled at them and told them to stay quiet. He said, "Don't tell anyone that I am really God's son." The next section is from verse 13 to verse 19. The heading is, Jesus picked out 12 men to be special followers. Jesus walked up a hill and called out to some of the men to follow him. Then Jesus picked out 12 men that he wanted to be his special followers. Jesus told them, "You mob will walk around with me and live with me, and then I will send you out to tell people God's good news, and God will give you the power to send bad spirits out of people." He called them the special followers that he sends out. These are the names of the 12 men that Jesus picked out. Simon, Jesus gave him another name. He called him Peter. James and John, they were Zebedee's sons, but Jesus gave them another name. He called them Thundermen because they were cranky. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, he was Alphaeus' son, Thaddeus, Simon, he was a dangerous man that hated Roman people, and Judas Iscariot. Later on, he changed sides and helped Jesus' enemies to catch him. The next section is from verse 20 to verse 30. The heading is Jesus and Satan. Jesus went into a house, but again there was a big mob of people there waiting for him. Jesus and his followers could not even get a feed. too many people. Someone went and told his family about him. They said, he is mad. So his family came and tried to take him home to look after him. Some teachers of the Jewish law came from Jerusalem. They were watching Jesus too. They said, the boss of all the bad spirits called Beelzebul is living inside Jesus. That boss of bad spirits gives Jesus the power to force bad spirits out of people. Jesus knew the law teachers were rubbishing him like that, and so he called out to them, come here and listen to me. Then he told them stories to make his teaching plain. He said, do you reckon Satan, the boss of the bad spirits, will fight against his own mob of bad spirits? That doesn't make sense. Listen to me. If a tribe splits into two mobs that fight against each other, that tribe will get weak and finish up. In the same way, people in a family, if they fight each other all the time, they will be split up and will stop being a family. So, if Satan is fighting against his own mob of bad spirits, he will get weak and will have no power. So he won't do that, and you have got it all wrong. Listen to this story. A man wanted to take some things from a strong man's house. First, he tied him up, that strong man. After, he took all of the strong man's things. Well, in this story, Satan is like that strong man, and I am like the man that tied him up. And now I am taking my people away from him. I am telling you straight, people might do bad things and say bad things against God. But if later on they are sorry for those bad things, God can say that they are not guilty. But if someone says bad things about the Holy Spirit, like if they say that the Holy Spirit's power comes from Satan, then they are always guilty. God will blame them and will punish them forever. Jesus said all of these things because the Jewish lawmen teachers reckoned that Jesus had a bad spirit in him. The next section is from verse 31 to verse 35. The heading is, Jesus talked about his true family. Then Jesus' mother and his younger brothers came to the house where he was teaching. They sent someone in to tell Jesus to come out and to talk to them. There was still a big mob of people sitting around Jesus and listening to him. The people said to him, your mother and brothers are outside looking for you. Jesus looked around at the people sitting there and said, do you want to know my real family? You look right here now. These people here are my real family. Anyone that listens to God and does what he says is my real family. They are my relations, my brothers and sisters and mothers.